First Samuel chapter 1, verse 9. Got a few verses for your hearing. The Bible says these words. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the afflictions of thy handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Today I'd like to speak to you from the theme of a mother's gift. A mother's gift. Let's bow our heads in the word of prayer. Lord, we thank you, God, today. For, Lord, those things that you will say on today, Lord, allow it to be an encouragement and inspiration. Lord, let it find a place within our hearts. Then, God, hide me, Lord, behind your cross, that I may speak words of inspiration and words of encouragement. In Jesus' name we pray. All God's people said amen.
Amen.
You may take your seats. A mother's gift. I know this is a word to the mothers, but it's also a word to the men, a word to the children, boys and girls. Amen. A mother's gift. We have all prayed to God for blessings that will enrich our lives. We pray for blessings to enrich our lives. Blessings that we know can only come from the Lord. You know, there's some things that we can work for and we can get them, but there's some things that we know that only God can make it happen. We have situations in our lives in which we face impossible odds. Somebody say amen. Things that we know that there's no way that it could happen except the Lord. Amen. Build the house.
Yes.
Thoughts and desires that others have taken frivolously.
Yes.
Oh, they get it. They have it in abundance. Amen. We see it. And we've been trying to get it and we can't get it. We've been trying to work toward it and we can't really get to it.
Yes.
They, on the other hand, praise God, I got it and don't even care about it. It just flows in abundance into their hands. And next thing you know, they're throwing it away and getting some more.
Amen.
Amen. But we, praise God, have yet to receive what we've been asking for. We've been praying, we've been praying. And we've been faithful unto God. Do I have a witness in the house today? We've been prayerful, amen, and faithful unto God. Amen. And we've been doing all the right things. Amen. We've been doing everything right. We've been doing what we know is right. And we believe God wants it for us. But yet my answer to the issue from God, he has proven to be elusive and everything is not quite in my grasp. I have not been able to get it. Like Hannah's predicament. Or it could be that I want to get married. Or it could have been that the right person hasn't come along yet. Come on, somebody. I know we got some witnesses in the house today. Amen. It could have been my health. Amen. My health situation seems to be elusive. Every time I thought I was on my way to good health, another issue crops up and stole my desire from underneath my... Oh, somebody ought to say hallelujah. Or it could be my children. Amen. Or not having enough money. Oh, I know we got some witnesses here. Amen. Been trying to make more money, but doesn't seem like money comes my way. Or how about I've been looking for a good job and I haven't been able to find a good job. Or wanted to be a successful business person. Amen. But I can't seem to be able to get it done. You name it. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
You name it. It's something, always something in our lives that we must seriously consult the Lord on. Yes. Am I right about it? Amen. Yes. I don't know about you, but you ought to be on your knees or wherever you pray at and seriously be talking to God about what you need.
Yes.
Well, you know what? In our text, there was a woman named Hannah who had the same type of issue that we had. That is, we've been praying to the Lord and nothing's been happening and we're wondering what's going on. Amen. Now, Hannah wanted to have some children and she's been looking around and she's been asking the Lord, but the word of the Lord was no. She was still barren after many, many years. Amen. And so she got to a point, amen, where she began to decide that, you know what, I got to do something. And so she was praying to the Lord. Her heart was bitter. And she wept sore before the Lord. I want you to know that it's not tears that's going to move the heart of the Lord. Amen. And so I want to stay right here for a minute, amen, and say, praise God, that you have to give up something, amen, to get something from the Lord. Amen. When your tears not working, amen, when you're weeping and you praying, you're asking, you're begging God, and nothing is happening, amen, you have to give up something, amen, to get the Lord to move. The Bible says that Hannah vowed a vow unto the Lord. And here is the essence of what Hannah said. First of all, Hannah said, God, look upon my affliction. Wait a minute. She was saying that, you know what, God, you hear me, you see me, you feel me, you know I'm going through something. You're not moving on my behalf. You see my pain. You understand my hurt. You know my frustration. I don't know about you. Many of you have had kids. But if you can't have kids and you want to have kids, amen, every month you're looking for some evidence of some pregnancy going on. In Hannah's case, nothing was showing up. She was frustrated. Somebody say amen. She had inability to do what she wanted to do. It wasn't up to her no more. She watched her husband have babies with another woman, but she herself could not have no babies. So she said, God, look on my affliction. And then, praise God, she said this, remember me and don't forget me. Or sometimes you feel like the Lord has forgotten who you are. Sometimes you feel like the Lord does not remember that all the things that you have done. Oh, I know we ain't been all right. We know we haven't done all everything perfect. But the word of the Lord is that he hears the prayers of the righteous. And the righteous availeth much. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I want you to know that sometimes you got to understand that because I've been seeking you, God, but how you have not heard me. I need you now, God. That's what she said. I need you right now. Not tomorrow,
not next week. I need you to move on my situation right now. Somebody said that God is a right now God. Am I right about it? Come on, open up your mouth and shout. He's a right now God. I need you now more than ever before. Anybody got one of those kind of situations that they're dealing with? If you don't, something's wrong with you. But I know I do. I got some issues. I know that if the Lord don't move, it's not going to happen. Then she said, wait a minute, God. Let me repeat my request. God, I want to have a boy. I want a man child. I've been asking, but it seems like my request has fallen on deaf ears. Anybody felt like that before? I've been asking. I've been crying. I've been begging. I've been crawling. I've been doing everything I know to do. But it feels like my prayers have fallen on deaf ears. Well, she figured it out. She said, I'm going to do something I've never done before. I'm going to give this man child back unto you forever. My baby, my firstborn. I haven't even had him yet. I haven't even cradled him yet. I haven't even breastfed him yet. I haven't even clothed him yet. But God, I'm going to give him back to you. I'm going to give him over to this corrupt priest who don't know what he's doing. I'm going to do the unthinkable. I'm going to do the unbearable. I'm going to release my blood, my first child, back to you. Oh, here's a faithful and a godly woman who prays and fasts and lives according to God's principles. But God didn't seem to hear her. You see, God was waiting for these few uttered words. I'm going to give my baby, my firstborn, back to you. Well, Hannah got to this point by giving up the unthinkable. I know we all got something that we say to the Lord, oh no, God, I'm not giving that up. Oh no, Lord, I want it, but I ain't going to give that up. But you know something? Hannah got to the point where she gave up the unthinkable. What caused her to declare this proclamation? Well, she realized that God wanted more than she had been willing to give up in the past. I don't know about you, but there's something that God has been saying to you that you got to give up if you're going to get what you want. He'd been talking to Hannah all along. I believe it. For her to come up with that. He'd been talking to her all along. He'd been whispering deep down in her spirit. Girl, you're going to have to give up your firstborn. Something that she previously never thought about, nor even wanted to even give up. But in either case, God impressed upon her that this was the answer to her issue. And that not only was she going to be special, but the child was going to be at special as well. He was going to be the firstborn. No razor ever will come to his head. I want you to know, praise God, that we all are there. We got some things in our lives that God says is a hindrance to him moving on your situation. And he wants you to step up to a new level. He wants you to start moving in a better direction. So praise God. We begin to recognize that what had happened to Hannah has happened to others. Yes. We begin to understand that Sarah was barren. Yes. And she had Isaac. That Rachel was barren and she had Joseph. And even Samson's mother was barren and she had Samson. Yes. And Elizabeth was barren and she had John the Baptist. Yes. So God is asking you to do what he has been whispering in your spirit. Ain't nobody say nothing.
Amen.
Or give up something that he has more loudly been asking you.
Yes.
Now, I don't know what it is. I have no idea what it is. But I know he's been whispering. Mm-hmm. And I know he's been talking loudly.
Yes.
For you to give up something.
Yes. Yes.
So that you can get what you've been asking God for. It's like a release.
Yes.
I'm just being prophetic here. But God is saying that on this Mother's Day.
Yes.
That you should make the same proclamation in your spirit.
Yes, God.
Just like she did in her prayer.
Yes.
You ought to make the same proclamation. I am going to do what it said I needed to do. Second point is that God knows how to confirm your desire. Now, you can read this story as you go, you know, on your own time. But Eli, the priest, had been watching Hannah. She'd been weeping sorely and bitterly and he'd been seeing how she'd been acting and the first thing he started thinking was, oh, she must be drunk. She had too much to drink. And she's coming to the house of the Lord with that type of thing, amen, in her spirit. He didn't know who Hannah was. He didn't know what she had been doing. But he thought he had pegged her. And you see, praise God, the point that may be to be made here is that nobody knows what you've been going through. Nobody knows where you come from. Nobody knew what it took to get here. Nobody understood that the battles that you had to face and overcome to make it. Nobody understood that you had to rise up out of the muck and the mire to get to where you are. Nobody knows the trouble I'm in. Because you've been through some stuff. Your story is impactful. I could hear Hannah in my sanctified mind. Pastor, I've been crying out to the Lord for relief. I can't take it no more. No, I'm not high. No, I'm not drunk. But I'm going to another level and talking to the Lord. I'm not going to be at the level I used to be at, but I decided that I'm going to make another move in the spirit of the Most High God. I don't know what I look like. I've been praising the Lord. I'm magnifying his name. I'm lifting up my hands. I'm talking loudly. I'm praising loudly. I don't care what I look like. I don't care what people think. I don't care what they say about me. I got to praise the Lord. I got to praise him like I'm getting ready to go praise him. I got to praise him. Amen. And I got to do it like I know that I know I know I need to do. Getting high and drinking can't touch this. It can't touch this. Is that what MC Hammer used to say? You can't touch this. Eli could only say, go in peace when she finished her story. Go in peace. And the God of Israel, grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked the Lord. So here today, I don't know what you're praying for. But God, grant thee thy petition that you have asked of the Lord. Confirmation is important to know that you can make it to the next level. Learn how to confirm what God has said. Oh, I'm not finished yet. I'm almost done. Confirmation. Somebody will confirm what you have given back to the Lord. My third point is this. Be prepared to rejoice. After all the suffering, and after all the pain, and after all the frustration that Hannah went through, Hannah got to see her son become a great man of God. That's a mother's gift. What a gift for a mother to see their children do well. Yes. The hard work of being a mother and guiding your children in the way that they should go and according to God's word. Every child should say amen. 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 We all somebody's child. Am I right about it? And we got our own children that we want to make sure become somebody. Don't matter where you've been. Don't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter the things that you found yourself in. What matters is that on today you'll make up your mind. I'm going to serve the Lord with every fiber in my body. Hannah, praise God. Amen. And rejoice. And whatever gift you receive on today, mothers, whatever gift that you give to your mothers, sons, and daughters, remember, mothers, to tell your children that the greatest gift that you can give her is that you become somebody. And I'm not talking about you gotta be on the Ebony magazine. Do they still have Ebony? You don't have to be on Ebony magazine or the Times magazine or any one of these magazines or in the newspaper, praise God. Just go and be somebody. Doesn't mean you got to be rich or famous. Doesn't mean that you gotta be known across the world, but just be the best you can be. Just make up in your mind that, you know, I was driving and the sign says, drive like your mama can see you. Anybody see that yesterday? Driving down 495, he said, drive like your mama can see you. Drive like your mama can see you. I laughed about it. Because I always drive like my mama can see me. But my mama in the passenger seat, slow down. Don't you see that car there? Hannah rejoiced to see her son function as a leader of their great nation. Hannah did not understand all that God was doing at the time. Just like we don't know what God is doing with us right now. Why he has placed us in the position of having pain and being frustrated, wondering why and how come. Why me? How come this has come into my life? What do I need to do? But my brothers and sisters, I want to leave this with you. That is, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all thy ways and he shall direct your path. Don't you know that God can engineer greatness for you and for your family? Don't you understand that God can turn it around? But he wants something from us. So on this Mother's Day, rejoice in advance. Some of your young mothers who have young kids haven't turned into adults yet. Rejoice in advance for how good they will be. Grandparents, you got young grandchildren and you're trusting God that God is going to use them in a special way. Those of you who have great grandchildren, the same thing applies. Or you might have some nieces and some nephews, might not have the same parental requirements or care. But your prayer is that they become great. Rejoice in advance for them. Shout to the Lord for the great things he is doing. How he has kept you and how he has kept your children. As the word of God says in Proverbs 31, and her children rose to call her blessed. All mothers, please stand. All mothers to be, please stand. I just want to pray for each of you. Come on, Ariel. Are you going to be a mother to be sometime? No, she ain't pregnant. But she's going to have a family. I know she's going to have a family. And she's going to have some kids. I just want to pray for you right now. Now they can just stand right where they are. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, God, for these mothers who are standing, oh God, in your presence.
God, you know the things that are on their heart. The concerns that they have. The pressures that they face. God, I ask that you would give them peace. In recognizing that, God, you are surrounding them on every side. And God, in spite of what they see or even feel, God, you have a master plan that you are working with on their behalf. God, we pray, Lord, that whatever it is that you have been saying to them, to each mother, the God, that they would adhere to what you said. And on this rainy but wonderful Mother's Day, God, allow each mother to rejoice in the mighty name of Jesus. Then, God, we pray for all those that remain. For those, oh God, whose mothers have passed, that their memory will last for generations and generations. And then, God, that they will be able to walk, will be able to walk in their footsteps and to become that which they have desired that we would be. So we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name, God. For God, we know, Lord, that without mothers, there is no world. We thank God for every mother here under the sound of my voice. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. A mother's gift. Amen. You may take your seats. Somebody take a picture of this. All right. Getting some more bags out. So you can choose from all the bags. You're supposed to be not only standing, but choosing a bag.